News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, does religion have a place in our classroom? That's the question. It's going to be debated in a public debate later on this evening by People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd Barrett and Senator Ronan Mullen, that's in Dunleary. But to just sort of tease this out further and to discuss this on our show this morning, I am joined by David Graham, Communications Officer for Education Equality, and David Quinn, Head of the Iona Institute and columnist with the Sunday Independent. You're both very welcome to the show this morning. David Graham, I'm going to have to use surnames in this because otherwise you'll both be very confused. David Graham, does religion still have a place in our classrooms?
Good morning, Ciara. Yes, absolutely. Of course it does. Provided, of course, that we're talking about educating children rather than religious faith formation. So children should absolutely learn about different religions and indeed non-religious worldviews in the classroom. I think it's very difficult to really understand, you know, what goes on in the world without having an understanding of the ideological position that people have and that influences people's thoughts about all manner of different issues. However, that's very, very different to religious worship or religious faith formations, which in other words means teaching one particular religion as truth. That's deeply problematic in a republic and in a country where we have growing diversity of belief, growing diversity of religious affiliation and indeed non-religious affiliation. So what Education Equality proposes simply is that religious faith formation or religious worship should be offered outside core school hours on an opt-in basis and okay. should no longer be
so your position is we teach religion as a socio-cultural phenomenon kind of a thing that it exists around the world and influences people and all of that, but that we don't indoctrinate anybody into a faith. And I'm going to bring in David Quinn now. Do you agree, David?
Well, usually my position is, what do the parents want? Is their children being taught? And if they want religious formation in the classroom, then that's what they ought to get. And it's clearly what the great majority of parents still want. I mean, they don't want a particularly strong form of Catholicism, let's say, being taught to their kids. They want the kind of Catholicism light being taught to them. But it's clear they still want there to be faith formation in a run-up to First Holy Communion and in a run-up to Confirmation. There's always an objection from
parents.
Is
that just laziness, David, insofar as that they don't particularly want to take it on themselves or have to go to Sunday school or something?
It could well be, but you see, the thing is, they don't want it out of the classroom, do they? And I mean, there have been attempts down the years to do that. I mean, you've got parishes saying, look, we prefer if you brought along your children to a Saturday morning and we do the formation then, and you parents ought to come as well. And they said, absolutely not, we want this done in the schools like it always is. Now, these parents, I don't think they think particularly ideologically about these things whatsoever. They think mainly about what's convenient to them. And what's convenient to them is that it doesn't come out of the schools. But if they were ideological about it, they would want to take it out of the schools, but they simply don't. They're happy for it to be in the schools.
Okay, let me put that to David Graham. David, parents do make the children still do make their confirmation, their Holy Communions, all that kind of stuff. Parents are not particularly keen on having to do stuff to sort of attend learning around that at the weekends. They're quite happy for it to be in schools, and it is parental choice that matters here.
Well, I think the word happy is used rather loosely there. I've certainly never been surveyed about my views, and I think that would be the same for most parents around the country. Look, the fact is that there's a sort of a range of different views on this issue, and that's why I think we do need to give parents the choice. If we move religious faith formation outside core school hours and offer it on an opt-in basis, then children can opt in. That choice is available.
But it is, as David Quinn says, less convenient, and there are lots of parents who do want their kids to make the communion, the confirmation, all of that. They're sort of rites of passage that even if, as David said, it's Catholicism light, these parents aren't particularly ideologically driven. It's something that their kids do, that they did themselves, and it's convenient to have it in school.
Well, you know, the inconvenience of collecting your child 30 minutes later than normal isn't exactly enormous. And in any event, we do have to balance this question of convenience against what children's actual constitutional rights are. Section 44.2.4 of the Constitution sets out a crystal clear constitutional right that every child enjoys in every school, in every school in the country, to attend any school without attending religious instruction. So there are long-standing constitutional rights and indeed human rights that are being routinely ignored, and growing numbers of children are sitting at the back of the classroom. I mean, in some classrooms, we're talking about over half of the children who are essentially excluded from what's going on in the classroom for half an hour a day, or perhaps much more in the sacrament years. So something does have to give here. 95% of our schools are run by religious orders, and this is completely unacceptable.
Okay, let me put that to David. David, you said it's about parental choice, but parents often don't have a choice because their local school is, you know, a denomination. Probably Catholicism is the denomination, but maybe not. And so therefore they don't actually have a choice.
Well, I mean, actually, I mean, I do want the status quo to change, so I'm in agreement with the other David on this score. I don't want to see religious formation taken out of schools completely, unless parents want that. But if a certain number of parents still want them, then that ought to be accommodated. But what also should happen, and I've been arguing this probably for 20 years, is that there should be far, far fewer denominational schools than there currently are. As David says, it's about 95%. They come under the auspices of the diocese, usually.
You think the diocese should divest those schools back to the state in effect?
Yes, I mean, whatever percentage is sufficient to meet the demand of other parents for some kind of other version of school where religion can be taught, you know, perhaps in the way David wants or the way the parents in that school want. But you see, there's a strange thing going on, which is that when divestment comes up and when a school community is asked, do you want to divest, they almost always say no. Okay. By the way, I find that frustrating, because what I would prefer is there was fewer of these sort of denominational schools, but they were allowed to be truer to their ethos. Okay. So they didn't have to teach this very watered-down version of Catholicism.
Okay, and I accept that entirely. And I know I gave you the first word, but I'm also going to give you the last word, actually, David Graham. What about that? The fact that, as David Quinn says, when school communities are asked, do they want to divest and take the religion out of the schools, very often they say no.
Yeah, there is actually a grain of truth in that, for sure. More than a grain of truth, there is a degree of a reluctance among some parents because of the fear of change. I think we all sort of quite naturally do have a degree of trepidation around change. And then there have been a huge problems around communication of all of this. But unfortunately, the reality is that in many cases, this process has been beset by misinformation and disinformation. There have been deliberate campaigns to ensure that divestment doesn't happen. So divestment isn't happening, regardless of the where the blame lies for it. It's not happening. We're divesting or changing the patronage of maybe one school a year, maybe two schools a year. So it's
interesting
you
call that blame for the divestment not happening, as if the divestment definitely has to happen.
Well, there's a long-standing government objective or target of reaching 400 multi-denominational schools by 2030. I mean, even David there is in agreement that that our current education system is not meeting the needs of society.
Look,
so I think there is a broad agreement that something needs to change, but divestment is not the way to do it.
Look, thank you both for joining us on this. That is David Graham, their Communications Officer for Education Equality, and David Quinn, Head of the Iona Institute and columnist with the Sunday Independent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.